Let's go to Carlton now, because Sam Doherty had, he's having a very good time at the moment. 3 wins in a row for the Blues, and I'm happy that we're speaking to Sam, because I spoke to him about 4 times in the rooms last year after really disappointing losses, and as a Carlton fan growing up, he was a pretty shattered man, but it's all turned around. Sam, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, boys.
I love the fact that I can talk to you under these circumstances.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? It's a bit better than what it was last year, that's for sure.
Did you expect it to turn around as quickly as it has?
I think if you ask anyone from inside the club, we were pretty confident that the way we were going about it in pre-season, we were going to surprise a few people. We've put in a lot of hard work and a lot of hours over the pre-season, and we've really, to the boys' credit, we've put in as much as we can, and we're finally seeing some results and some reward for effort, really.
So was there a moment where you thought, no, this is actually going to go better than I thought? Or, as you said, it's more of a slow build because of the hard work you've put in.
No, it's more of a slow build. Obviously, we picked up some good people in the trade period and in the free agency and drafting last year. So that sort of brought a bit of confidence into the group. Obviously, Bolts has been really good with all the other coaches. Just a completely different change for us. And the best thing about it is all the boys have bought into what he's selling us, and it's really showing that everyone wants to play for each other and everyone's playing together, and we're stringing a few good games together.
Sam, he's a very happy chap after games, your coach. He apologises and thanks everyone. What's he like behind closed doors? Is that his personality, or has he got a dark side?
He's a bit of both. He's a bit of a character, but can be as intense as the rest of them if you get on the wrong side of him. But he's been great for us, and obviously after wins, he's a very humble man, so he always thanks the opposition. But behind closed doors, he definitely has a bit of a dark side to him.
What's the 2 or 3 things that he coaches by that you've got the mantras sort of that you have to abide by to play for him?
Oh, I think it's just the little things, really. It's the bare minimum of AFL footy with effort and desperation, unity with the team. It's not so much specific things. It's very basic and stripping it right back. But I think you find with footy these days that if you're mentally and physically switched on from the moment the ball bounces, every team's pretty similar with their structures and everything. It's just really the team that wants it more is winning these days.
Sam, I've been really impressed with your older, more experienced leaders so far this season. There were times last year where they were inconsistent in their games and they probably didn't perform to the standard that we would expect for the players of the quality that they are. You look at Gibbs, you look at Simpson, you look at Murphy, their season to date has been outstanding and they've certainly been able to steer the ship so you guys that are coming up underneath, the younger guys as well, to be able to follow a really healthy lead.
Yeah, and there's been a bit of heat on them from some obviously externally and internally to perform. And credit to all 3 of those boys that you named, that yeah, they've really stepped up this year and they've really led from the front and they're leading exactly what we want to stand for as the Carlton Footy Club. And I think that's showing, obviously, if you've got a few blokes leading it that are the senior heads doing everything by the team and for the team, it just filters through the whole group. And I think we're seeing 22 players that they're all on board the same mindset and tactics, and it's showing together.
I was really impressed with Levi Casbolt yesterday. I know he comes under a fair bit of scrutiny and he gets a little bit of heat for his ability to be able to kick the footy, but his contested marking is arguably one of the best from the key forwards in the competition. He must have been overly wrapped with the goal that he kicked late in the game, and that certainly would have done his confidence the world of good.
Yeah, his contested marking's been great for 3 or 4 years. I think it always gets brought up in the media after he actually kicks a few of his goals, but to credit to Levi, he puts in a ton of work. He's always last on the track, having set shots for goals, and yesterday was probably the first time that he's put it all together on game day. He marked anything that came near him, and he was able to finish off with a few goals. Obviously, that last one in the last quarter was a big clutch goal for us, and it was terrific to see that he was at his distance, and he was at his preferred probably kicking length, and he smacked it straight through.
Sam, I don't want to go over old ground, but when Nick Malthouse was sacked last year, was that a bit of a relief to the playing group? Did you feel that was a bit of a moment where it released a little bit of pressure from you guys as players? Because your football under John Barker for the remainder of the season was up and down, obviously. But did the playing group ever feel like, oh, look, it needed to happen?
Not really. We sort of it's a hard one. We just sort of rock up and play and review, and it's sort of a bit of a monotonous process, really. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on us and a lot of heat from external, and even it was getting a bit of segregation of the club, really, between coaching staff and sort of upper board management, which ended up being probably the demise of Mick. But as a playing group, you just get stuck in the process of recover, play, recover, play. So I wouldn't say there's so much a relief on the playing group. I'd say there's a bit more of relief media-wise. We weren't getting door knocked as we're walking into the club Monday morning. But I think, if anything, it sort of just gave a bit of renewed sort of process to everything. Everyone that, after Mick left, sort of all the opinions that Mick has for people, you sort of get a fresh start and get the start under someone new. And I think for a fair few boys, that would have been really good for them last year.
We spoke about Brendan Bolton and what type of person he is earlier. Has he given anyone a vicious spray yet?
not too badly. He's had a few heated moments. We're really big on our values from our footy club, and moments in games where if it's your turn, you've got to go. And he probably more than anyone lives that and demands that of the group. So there's been a few during the week just around whether they've gone hard enough, but
there
haven't been too many. It's sort of the one thing that if you don't want to stuff it up, because you don't want to get brought up.
So is that highlighted quite?
We've got some. We sat down the pre-season. One of the first things we did under Bolts was get some strong values and some strong beliefs as a footy club that we want to live by. And it's one of those things that once you put it down and once you decide to stick by it, if you're not living up to it, then you won't play games. And I think that's what we're seeing is blokes are buying into exactly what we're doing, and it's really showing that boys want to do it, and which is helping our results, really.
So, and then from a living life point of view, how much happier are you as a person at a football club where it's not so much you're winning, but you're playing better footy as an individual and as a team, just living life?
Yeah, it's one of those things that winning in footy, it does make you feel a lot better. It's obviously gone through a couple of lean years at Carlton. It wasn't the most enjoyable place to be, but winning sort of fixes a bit of that. But I think the more pleasing thing is how the whole club's really unified. There's a lot, like everyone's buying in from top up in the board down to the youngest player on the list through to the staff members upstairs. It's sort of a whole of club approach to it, and it's making the wins a bit more meaningful because it's not just the playing group that are getting them. It's a lot of man hours and a lot of time and effort put in by everyone at the footy club, so we're all enjoying it together.
Terrific, Sam. We really appreciate your time and fascinating insights into Carlton as you turn things around. 3 wins in a row. Absolutely sensational for all those Carlton fans out there. Well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just a little shout out to my Nana, who I know is listening. Hope she's having a good Mother's Day.
Very good.
Good work.
Very well done.
Now, have you got presents? What sort of gifts have you got organised, Sam?
No, I went out for breakfast with my mum this morning and got her some flowers and a pair of slippers. But I can't go down and see my Nana, so I thought I'd give her a little shout out.
Terrific, Sam. You've outdone all of us in here. There's no doubt about that.
I need Joy to get on the phone. Ring me, mum.
Step up,
thanks,
boys.
Sam.
Thanks, guys. See you later.